Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are so delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. You know, we would love to hear from you, so send us an email with a question or a comment to Jim and Joy at EWTN.com. And remember, you can always listen to our show. Just go out to EWTN Podcast Central at EWTN.com/radio/podcast or wherever you happen to listen to your podcasts. Today, we are welcoming back to our show Rosemary McGuire Berry. Now, Rosemary is a Catholic author. She's a speaker and a pilgrimage planner with a background in journalism and a unique knowledge in hagiography,
that's right,
which is the study of saints. She's married for 30 years. She is a mother, a mother-in-law, and soon to be a grandmother. And when she's not leading pilgrimages to Ireland or Europe, she's at home in Colorado enjoying her home filled with vintage Catholic books. So today she's here to speak with us about her new book. It's Piety and Personality, The Temperaments of the Saints, and how each of our own unique personalities is part of God's plan to become the saints that He has created us to be. We certainly had a very lively conversation with Miss Rosemary yesterday. And you know, we hope, we know, 48 years into our marriage, we know each other's weaknesses, we know each other's strengths. When we say things we don't mean to say, we have grace and mercy with one another to say, that didn't come out right. I didn't mean to say it like that. Maybe I said it full of passion or full of emotion, and I needed to say that better. And so that's the journey that we go on, as and even to say, hey, that wasn't the best version of me. I'm sorry, mea culpa, mea culpa. Let's say that better, and let's look at this conversation later. And sometimes maybe you just need to dial down your passion and your energy and your emotion so you can have that conversation.
So these temperaments, these four temperaments, are really nothing new, right? They go back to the year 300 with Hippocrates. Mm-hmm. And there are various tests for them. We had somebody here on staff with us saying, I think I took that when I was in high school or in college or something. But the interesting twist in this is all the benefits you can get out of this and relating to other people. And the particular twist is you want to be holy as these saints were holy, as the Lord God is holy. We want to be brought into holiness and know our strengths and our weaknesses, just kind of the way we're born and what we need to do about those temperaments to enhance them and to change those weaknesses. Plenty more to come. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our guest today is Rosemary McGuire Berry. She's the author of a wonderful book that I highly encourage you all to get, The Piety and Personality. Go out to her website, rosemarymcguireberry.com. You know, we had this book in the car as we were traveling down the road, up the road with our grandchildren. And, you know, I think of so many young people who are just really, they don't know their purpose. They're so isolated. And this is an outstanding resource for them to, first of all, understand who they are, how God made them, and then how God wants to perfect them to make them holy. So I strongly encourage this book. Maybe we should put it in everybody's stocking. We have 17 of them, they'd love it.
And you wed it, not just the temperaments, because there's a lot of people taking temperaments just for, you know, wanting to know that and so on, and that's really good. But you're writing this in a particular way for Christians, for Catholics, to say our call is to holiness. We must be holy as the Lord God is holy. So what's our strengths? What's our weaknesses? We can change things. Look at these saints. You mentioned Thomas More. It was so powerful what you were saying about his temperament, not to be somebody in conflict and so on, but, you know, but he had to, you know, gear up and put his particular traits into this confrontation, that he's all that confrontational, and what was going to happen to him. But tell us, if you would, just an overview for the people that didn't see the last show. You know, why the book? What are your hopes? What will they find?
Yes. So I love the temperaments because it helps us to understand ourselves better, and it helps to understand our neighbor. And of course, God wants us to love him and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Well, we can't love them if we don't understand them, and if we're constantly frustrated and irritated by them. And unfortunately, that's part of life, right? The people we love can sometimes irritate us the most. Even though we love them so much, we're like, why does he keep doing that? Or why does she keep doing that? Well, when we learn about our temperaments, then we can understand better. And we can say, okay, this is how this person is made. They're wired literally differently than I am, and that's okay. They're supposed to be that way. So in the book, I look for stories of lives of the saints that reflect their temperament. I always say that it's possible we might get to heaven and one of these saints might walk up to me and say, you said I was this, I really wasn't. And I'd say, that's okay, that's all right. It was my best guess, and I was pulling out lessons that we can apply to our daily lives. So even if I got the temperament wrong, I still saw a choleric behavior or a phlegmatic behavior. And I said, how did this saint overcome it? How did this saint lean into their strengths to overcome their weaknesses? Yeah. And therefore, how can I do it? So in the little tip boxes in there, I pull out the concrete tip. Here's what I can do to imitate this saint, because this saint was most like me.
Mm-hmm. That was, it's like a little coaching along the way. Every couple pages, there's something there. It's just such a small thing, but it's a very important, you know, piece of food, something to chew upon, and that's really helpful. At the end, you have something as well of each chapter?
Not so much at the end of each chapter. We kind of bring it full circle, talking about that saint. And then I'll say, okay, now we're going to look at another temperament. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I'll refer back and say, okay, now we know what this one is. Mm-hmm. You notice how that saint is different from this one.
Yeah.
Because we are all different, and God wanted us to be different. He could have made all the flowers the same. Mm-hmm. They could have been red roses. That's it. And look at the diversity in nature. Well, likewise, there's the diversity in humans, right? He made us male and female, but then he gave us all kinds of amazing gifts that are different from each other, so that we can work together and help each other get to heaven.
But you want people to be saints. So what do you say to people who say, I don't even know if I want to read the book. I can never be St. Francis of Assisi or St. Francis de Sales or some of the women saints and so on. So they're intimidated by that. What's the hope for them?
Yes, I actually talk about that right in the introduction, that so many times we look at the vast penances that some saints did, or the missionary efforts that they did, or whatever, and we say, oh my goodness, I don't know if I can do that. But you know what? That may not be God's mission for you. If that terrifies you, then maybe that's not God's mission for you. Maybe you're not meant to be Mother Cabrini and be crisscrossing the ocean, even though you're afraid of water and afraid of drowning. As she did. Maybe it's something else. Maybe you're supposed to be a St. Therese quietly in a convent, only interacting with the sisters. Whatever it is, we pray to know God's mission for us. We learn about ourselves. We pray, and the Holy Ghost will guide us.
In the beauty of the journey as we go, and it's understanding ourselves to know ourselves better. But then God exposes things about us, and sometimes he uses our spouse, and we always say, marriage is making me holy, and it should, right? Because Jim wants me to get to heaven, I want him to get to heaven.
Yes.
Literally, sometimes in our marriage, it's iron sharpening iron, right?
Yes.
But if we miss that opportunity and see that as irritating, or I have to compare myself to you, to compete with you, then I'm missing the mark, right? It's just like, oh Lord, here I am. I failed yet again. You know, this poor soul that I am. God help me, because then the Holy Spirit can come in our vulnerability, in our weakness, in our pain, in our suffering, and make something new and beautiful.
That's so true. So St. Paul, right? You're talking about St. Paul, right? He thought he was right, and he was making his way to Damascus as fast as he was, because he was right, and he was going to bring all those Christians back in chains. And he needed the head-on approach of the choleric, needs that head-on approach of stop, no, you're wrong. Well, a melancholic, a gentle, sensitive soul would have been very hurt by that. Oh my goodness, and they might even go into discouragement and depression. That was not choleric St. Paul. He needed that direct approach. So when we know that about ourselves, we can say, you know what, I gotta go find someone who's gonna talk some sense into me if I'm a choleric. Or I'm going to find someone who's going to encourage me if I'm a sanguine, because I want life to be fun and I want it to be encouraging. Or if I'm melancholic, I need somebody who's going to listen to my problems and be sensitive to me and then show me what I can do differently. Mm-hmm. And then the phlegmatic, of course, wants to keep things peaceful, as we talked about, and just be calm, and I don't want to have to fight about it. Okay, here's some things that you can do that are nice and easy. You can start here. Right? Mm-hmm. So we all need different guidance. And spiritual directors use this as well. They use the lives of the saints. I've even talked to some priests who really like the book to mm-hmm. use for souls to help them, whether it's encouraging, whether it's showing, okay, here's where the pride might be coming in. See how this saint dealt with it. Or here's where the laziness might be coming mm-hmm. in. See how this saint dealt with it.
Yeah.
Do you see this? How do you see this being used? Individually, I see that premarital, yes. marital, and then just the domestic church and making time. We're doing so many things with sports and the arts and so on, so many things. It wouldn't take that long to take a test in terms of the temperaments.
Yes.
And like we were saying with our grandchildren, we found real interest. I mean, yes. they were just mm-hmm. fascinated, evaluating others. And so how do you see this building up the church holistically?
Absolutely. So first of all, personally reading it, absorbing it, figuring out what your temperament is and the people that you are closest to, how to deal with your spouse, how do you deal with your children, your coworkers, and then using it with the youth. If as a young person, you can know growing up, these are my strengths, these are my weaknesses. These are the things that I can use to lean into, to serve God's church, to serve God's people. And these are the weaknesses that I have to watch out for. These are the pitfalls for me. I know that this is going to lead me into sin if I'm not careful. Imagine growing up knowing that. Mm-hmm. And also knowing, you know what? My brother, my sister, my aunt, my grandmother, I need to help her with this mm-hmm. because this is difficult for her. You know, or I need to help him with this because I know that this is not one of his strengths, so right. I can help him. Mm-hmm. So it just builds this charity, like it just mm-hmm. builds and builds and builds until finally we're helping all of us
yeah.
to get to heaven together.
Well, we have some grandchildren that are school teachers, and, you know, we're praying one in particular just that God would give her the key yes. to this child's heart. Right? And so as a school teacher, to understand your students, oh, yes. as to know where they are and how they are and who they are. Yes. Many of our children are coaches, and so it's yes. the same thing. You lead pilgrimages.
Yes.
How effective is understanding people's temperament when you're doing a pilgrimage?
Oh, yes. It's wonderfully helpful. It's wonderfully helpful. So I love to visit the saints. Again, I'm saint storytelling. So whether I'm speaking, whether I'm writing, or whether I'm pilgrimage leading, it's all storytelling of the saints. And so being able to know my audience, mm-hmm. again, whether I'm speaking or whether I'm pilgrimage leading, knowing what is it that's going to appeal most and inspire this person mm-hmm. to sanctity. Sure. And as they come up to me and they talk to me and they ask me questions, there are pilgrims that want to know everything. Mm-hmm. And you can tell they're taking notes, whether they're physically or mentally, they're mm-hmm. probably melancholic. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what date did that saint
right.
die?
Mm-hmm.
The sanguines don't care
they
what
don't
date
care.
The saint died.
They don't care about a date. They die, but sorry.
Exactly, they're in heaven. That's the only important part. But the melancholics mm-hmm. care about that, you know. And what emperor was it that martyred that saint? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, here it is. So you help the melancholics mm-hmm. with that. And the clerics want, what's the meat here? What is it that I am going to get out of this that I can carry forth into my life? Mm-hmm. So we want to give them the condensed version. Here's the cholerics version. And then the phlegmatics are just easygoing. They might even, their minds might wander, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. They're all right. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry if they doze off. It's okay. And yeah. and it helps so much to just know these are where these people are coming from. Because yeah. again, I'm trying to help people grow closer to the heart of Christ in mm-hmm. my own little corner of the world.
That's great.
I'm trying to just help people grow closer to Him.
Well, I don't know how many times some people have said, not me, but it's like, what's up with this person? So maybe the what's up is something really not good or bad or whatever, but it's the temperament. You know, yes. you got to start there. And so that's what's up with this person. Like they were yes. born with this stuff
yes.
and there's strengths and there's weaknesses in that. And that's yes. just a really big, but why you do pilgrimage planning as well as pilgrimages?
Yes.
Tell yes. us a little bit about that and yes. why that's important to connect with the saints. Can't yes. I just simply read about them, which is good, but why is it beneficial to go?
Visiting the saints in their own homes, standing there in the spot where St. Teresa of Avila was born, standing in the mm-hmm. room where St. Ignatius of Loyola received his mm-hmm. conversion, mm-hmm. and there's this beautiful gold statue of him there with his book, The Lives of the Saints, and he's looking up and he's all inspired. It moves something in you in a different way than when you sit at home and read about it on your sofa. Mm-hmm. Now, some of us can't travel, whether it's time, money, mm-hmm. whatever it is. Sometimes we can't. So then spiritual pilgrimage is good. But if you can go and visit these saints and walk up the steps at Siena, where St. Catherine of Siena tripped and fell and broke her leg, and they say that it's because the devil was trying to stop her. Mm-hmm. So they just move our hearts to know that these are real people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. These are real human beings who suffered, who lived, who died, who ate breakfast here. They were real people. Mm-hmm. And plus it makes us more friends, mm-hmm. right? If I've been to your house, mm-hmm. I'm your friend, mm-hmm. right? You come over to my house, we have a cup of coffee, we're friends. Mm-hmm. Well, when you've been to their homes and you've walked through those streets, you're like, okay, I'm getting it. I'm getting where St. Francis de Sales walked. Where I'm walking along and there's that beautiful, in Annecy, there's this beautiful building. It was actually an old prison. And Bishop Francis de Sales would go in there and visit the prisoners. And you just walk there and you think, okay, now his words are coming back to me. His example is coming to life. So as far as the pilgrimage planning versus pilgrimage leading, I'm only one person, mm-hmm. and so I can only lead so many pilgrimages, and I love people to sign up for them, that's great. But sometimes people can't get on one of mine, or they just would rather go with their grandchildren, mm-hmm. or they'd rather go with their friends. So I help plan those pilgrimages. I show them the places to go so that they don't miss things. Mm-hmm. And I say, okay, how many days do you have? What do you want most to see? Who is your favorite saint? And I help them, I help curate an mm-hmm. itinerary for them. So that's all on my website as well.
So then people, if they're at home and they're thinking, you know, I don't want to hook up into a pilgrimage group, but I do want to go with four friends or six friends, that people can go to your website and you can say, okay, if you're going into Rome or Assisi, these are the spots you don't want to miss, right?
Exactly.
And then you come up with the top five places to go and...
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. My favorite is Ireland. So I'm best at Ireland, but I will also do, like mm-hmm. you said, Italy, mm-hmm. France, mm-hmm. other places. But Ireland's my specialty. That's the one I know the best. I know the Irish saints, and I know mm-hmm. their stories, and I can tell you where the little hidden places are that aren't on any itineraries.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
We're going to hold you over for the final segment. This is all just really fascinating and a great, great blessing. Piety and personality, the temperaments of the saints, what you can learn about them, apply to yourself, all of your relationships, so very beneficial. It has all to do with walking in the way of holiness. Mm. Mother Angelica always said, we're all called to be saints. Don't miss the opportunity. This book will help you along that way. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away. Welcome back. We're wrapping up our conversation with Rosemary McGuire Berry, her wonderful book, Piety and Personality, EW10RC.com. What do you want us to take away from the lessons of the saints to get the heart of God, you know, more fully and to walk in that way of holiness?
I think the most important thing is to realize that, like you said before, we're all called to holiness. That is the reason we're here. That's the reason we were made. And I think that one thing we can do today to get started on that is to take some time to think about it. We don't take enough stillness time in this world. And we have to stop and think about what God might be calling us to do, what strengths he might want us to lean into, what weaknesses he might want us to work on. And if you have access to the book, finding out what saint is most like me, and therefore how can I imitate this saint today?
Yeah.
Meditation is something that is not done by enough Catholics, in mm-hmm. my opinion. I mean, we have Lectio Divina, which kind of brings us into that world. But taking that time to meditate and think, what is it that God wants me to do?
Yeah. That's, you know, when I turned 70, I was sharing with the Lord on my birthday. I said, Lord, you know, I was thinking about my 70 years, all the stuff that I've done. And I'm thinking, Lord, what do you want from me now? Yes. And I was thinking, like, mission, other, Lord, what do you want? And he said, I want the best of you.
Ooh.
You know, it's kind of like, I want the best of you. And it's preparation to go home to be with him. And I think, where am I now, Lord? We need to ask that question in this way of holiness. What do you want from me now? You can't miss with, I want the best of you. Lord, you're going to have to bring that out, you know?
Yes.
But, okay, so yes. Tell us just again what they'll find if they go to your website, the different areas you're doing. Obviously, you're writing. You talked about the pilgrimages. What else?
So I also take speaking engagements. I love to come and speak about the saints, tell stories of the saints. Once again, I'm a hagiographer. I love to tell stories of the saints so as to draw closer to the heart of Christ. So if we can do it by reading my books, reading my weekly articles, those are posted there as on Substack, as well as opportunities to book me as a speaker, also opportunities to book me as a pilgrimage consultant to help you plan your own, to come on one of my pilgrimages. Again, all it is telling the stories of the saints so that we may draw closer to the heart of
Christ.
What
are your formats when you go out to speak? The people say, I just want you for an hour talk, want you for a weekend, want you for...
Yes. Usually it's more of an hour talk, 45 to an hour talk with questions and answers, and telling stories of the saints to, for example, parents, to homeschoolers, to educators. Oh my goodness, like you were saying, this would be so helpful for educators, for homeschoolers, for parents, mother and father going, what the heck? This child behaved so well, I don't understand what's going on with this one. You know, so giving that hope and giving that encouragement and giving those concrete applications, because it's no good if we don't have something that we can apply now. And so I do that in my talks. 45 minutes to an hour usually. Contact me through my website and we can talk about...
Website again?
RosemaryMcGuireBerry.com.
Okay. God bless you. Welcome to
Thank
the EW10
you.
Family. This is so wonderful what you're doing.
Thank
the
you.
Book, Piety and Personality, The Temperaments of the Saints, and what you can learn about yourself and others in your family, in the church. There's so many avenues to use this and to know these temperaments. And what they are for, really, for us as Christians and as Catholics, is to be holy, for the Lord our God is holy, that you might become a saint yourself. So we thank you for this time. Hope you've really benefited. You're an important part of this EWTN family, and you're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.